Vaughan. A mother and her baby have been rescued from a house fire in Glengormley in the early hours of the morning. The fire started in the hallway of the house at Hollybrook Avenue, trapping the pair upstairs. Our reporter Lisa McAllister's at the scene. Lisa.
Morning, Stephen. Yes, as you can imagine, fairly dramatic scenes here at around 10 to 4 this morning. As you say, the fire was in the hallway of the house, and the young mum with a baby just a year old was trapped upstairs, and neighbours were alerted when they heard her screaming from a bathroom window, screaming for help, and neighbours rushed out. They called the fire brigade, and she actually had to drop the baby from that upstairs window. And it was neighbour Paul Lamb who was there to catch the little one as he fell.
My baby was just up there and I couldn't sleep. And there was a couple screaming, but I didn't think nothing of it at first. I thought maybe it was a slight argument. And I left it and I came down to get some water and looked out. There's a baby, a girl hanging a baby from that window. So I put my tracksuit bottoms on and my t-shirt and run around. And just as I got there, the fire brigade had arrived, and I told them to go around. There was a baby hanging from the window, and they didn't move too quick, so I just took it on upon myself to go around. And as I went round, the girl asked me to catch her baby, so I says, no problem, and I calmed the girl down. She threw the baby, and I caught it. I couldn't believe the fire brigade took that long to the act. It was just maybe a bit too long, maybe. I told them three times there was a baby hanging out the window, and they told me to wait. The third time, they told me to calm down. On the third time, I says, I'll do it myself and run around. And it took, even by the time I had the baby, the girl calmed, and for her to throw the baby down and me to come into the front garden, they still hadn't went around the back to find out. So as I was walking past, they showed the baby and went, there's the baby, you're supposed to catch, and walked off.
What was going through your head as you stood underneath that window? You've calmed her down and you're now telling her to drop her baby?
Just make a good catch. Just don't let the baby hit the floor. That was it. It wasn't as daunting as it seems, because you don't have to think. There's no point thinking. If you overthink it, then it becomes awkward. So I just told her to drop the baby straight, and that was it. That was it. Very, very simple. And she threw it. But she just threw it to the side, and it was like, no. And there was a wheelie bin there, and I fell over the wheelie bin, but I caught the baby with the left hand, so he was okay. I think he hit his head slightly, but I think it was my hand hitting the bin was more than anything.
What did the fire brigade then say to you when you said to them, there's the baby you were supposed to catch?
One of them just looked at me like I wasn't there. One of the other guys, no one knew I'd done it. There was no one there in the back to see this, just me and the girl who threw the baby to me. And when I come out, I just give the baby over, the police asked for my name and I just went to bed.